Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
We've seen the most sweeping retirement account legislation in years. Just happened this week. How the IRS treats IRAs, 401ks, and other retirement accounts. What do you need to know? And we'll dive into this more as we're able to really dissect the bill. It was attached. The Secure Act, which was passed by the House of Representatives in May, was attached to the new spending bill in the Senate this week, Thursday. And it was expected to be signed into law yesterday before midnight. I don't see a confirmation that it was signed into law. It's the White House has indicated it will sign it into law. And it got a couple of really big factors here. One is they're raising the age at which you have to start taking distributions of your retirement accounts, your required minimum distribution. They're raising that to 72 years old. So that's a big change. I mentioned in the last couple of weeks, the IRS is also changing the tables in terms of how they compute the math. All in all, it gives you more planning opportunities, especially when you're in that sweet spot between retirement and age 72, when you lose some of your tax control because you have these forced taxable distributions from your retirement accounts. So we're increasing that sweet spot but depending on when you were born, either 1 or 2 years. So that's tremendous planning opportunity. For those of you younger workers, there's going to be more flexibility to do more things with 401k. With combining plans, with offering pension-type annuity payouts, which is somewhat controversial. Some people don't like annuity pension payouts. Some people do. We'll dive and unpack that a little bit into January. But ultimately, they're making more flexible options. Now, they'll also let you continue to contribute to IRA after age 70 and a half, or what will now be age 72. If you have earned income, you can continue to contribute to a deductible IRA. In the past, you have not been able to do that. Now, the flip side is, the negative, is that the IRS has taken away a longstanding promise. And that is how you pass your retirement accounts to your heirs. They now cannot stretch the distributions from your retirement account across their remaining lifetime. However, they also do not have to cash the account in all at once. I've talked about this extensively on this show and in my classes and in my office. Leaving retirement accounts to your kids is the most overlooked area in estate planning. You're leaving your kids an income tax time bomb. And according to the IRS, over 90% of the time, these IRAs are cashed in when the second spouse dies, and you didn't pay the income tax. So who pays the income tax? It's going to be your heirs. And it used to be your heirs could take distributions over their remaining lifetime. If they're 50, they could take it over 32, 33, 34 years and stretch the tax bill across 30-plus years. Now they're going to have to take it over 10 years. So that's still not horrible. You still need to plan on how you're going to pass your retirement accounts, but it's not as friendly as it was. So you need to be looking at your overall tax planning and your overall IRA distribution planning. For example, once you're in your 70s, how are you doing qualified charitable distributions to take full advantage of the law and get a tax deduction from your required minimum distribution in addition to your standard deduction? You know, if you're itemizing, you get that, plus you get the contribution to charity. How you time and how you plan giving your assets to your kids and how you leave them, this creates greater implications for the taxes at death. It's still not horrible, but it's not as flexible. So how you bequest other assets that get more favorable tax treatment, like, you know, highly appreciated stock or real estate or other investments. And then a third thing is how you implement Roth conversion, especially when you're in that sweet spot between retirement age and age 72, when you've got a lot of tax control and you can maybe keep Roth conversion tax rates at maybe 10 or 12% or capital gains tax rates at 0%. It just underscores the need for you to have a coordinated financial plan that includes tax planning and income planning and estate planning. So stay tuned as we'll have more of this as we get into January and unpack the details in the new SECURE Act that was part of the spending bill passed this week.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com. And please